warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to the Goodreads program with myself, Zunaida Musa Wadiwala, on this Friday afternoon on Radio Islam International. So for today, I discuss the second book in the series, Glow Through Books. The first book I had discussed was called Easy Good Deeds. And for today, I will also be discussing a book especially chosen for us, Muslimas, to find inspiration from. These are books which are uplifting and comforting, books which will teach us how to obtain an inner happiness which ought to radiate as an external glow. In essence, I bring you books that know how to make us smile, sparkle, and shine. And on the Zoomspiration slot for today, I will, as always, bring you an excerpt from the book 50 Candles to Light Your Path. Now, it's human nature to crave happiness and inspiration. But in a world where we are bombarded by negative news and influences, we have to make sure to not let that affect our mindset. Easier said than done, I know, but it's important to remember that it is possible. Yes, it is possible to keep a positive frame of mind, to seek happiness, and to be a woman who knows just how to smile, sparkle, and shine. I am working really hard at emphasizing and cultivating positivity, and doing so via books, so that our minds and intellect can be developed and stimulated, all the while seeking and hoping for ajr or reward in the year after. This is what the aim of my Glow Through Books theme is, because stress and negative emotions affect us negatively. Let's take an example. Negative thoughts that creep up on us have proved to narrow our focus and scope of work, which means that we get so accustomed to negativity that in the long run, we shut our minds off to new opportunities or ideas. But of course, on the converse, with a positive mindset, your mind will naturally be more open and you will attract goodness, which will lead to happiness. So being a woman who is grateful and positive impacts on your physical and mental well-being, which improves your happiness. And you know what they say, the happiest girls are the prettiest girls. So these positive thoughts will help you to inevitably improve your outlook of the future. But the thing about attaining and aspiring for happiness and positivity, although it's something easier said than done, I know, is that because we, each of us, are facing our own tests, our own challenge, we should never ever give up. The thing is, there are tips, there are techniques, there are testaments which have stood out in history for us to tap into and to use so that whilst we are alive, we are actually living. And one of the tips and techniques is books, books to help us. Now, one such brilliant and very inspiring book is this compilation called Glimpses of True Beauty from the Lives of Pious Women. This book has been prepared and published in May 2018, it's a fairly recent book, by Uswatul Muslima, and they are based in Isipingo Beach, South Africa. Contact details to follow at the end of this program, inshallah. Now, I just want to say that I love that they are so open to sharing their good work, and they state, so completely opposite to the usual copyright laws, that this book has no copyright. In other words, they grant permission for reprinting this publication, but there is a condition. It says that you can reprint provided that it is done so without any alteration. And I make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal reward them, their families, mashayikh, and asatida. Ameen. The book opens to a rather apt quote for my Glow Through Books theme and states, "True beauty is the beauty which resides within the heart." Consisting of 245 pages, it is excellent quality, both in terms of print as well as typeset. The introduction explains to us that this book has been compiled from the stories of pious women posted on the Uswatul Muslimah website. Studying the incidents of these personalities and pondering over the lessons learnt from their lives will assist us to reflect over our own lives and inspire us to acquire true beauty with which they had been blessed. The book starts before Islam in a chapter titled The Gift of Gratitude, and it talks about what happened when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam came to Makkah Mukarramah to visit his son Ismail alayhi salam. It was quite a momentous visit in which Ibrahim alayhi salam left the advice for Ismail alayhi salam to change his doorstep. Now, I suggest that you actually read to find out what that means and what this incident was, what this incident was about, and it's very pertinent on heeding advice when choosing a spouse. And now I would like to ask you a question. Do you know the story of the woman who, when our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on the journey of Mi'raj, and he asked Jibreel alayhi salam, "What is this exquisite fragrance?" To which Jibreel alayhi salam replied, "It is the fragrance from the grave of a woman who would comb the hair of Fir'aun's daughter and her children." And honestly, this is such an amazing story. There's an amazing history behind this incident. Please, I urge you to take and to make the time to acquaint yourself with it, because it is truly hair-raisingly inspiring. This is a woman who passed the acid test of Iman. And then the book then progresses onto the era of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. And of course, these are stories of Uswatul Muslimah, the role models for us as Muslimas. These women, with their beautiful lives, attitudes, mindsets, are, in fact, the beautiful examples for us to follow. And the lessons to be derived from these chapters are priceless. If we can take the benefit from them and implement them in our daily lives, inshallah, it really is priceless, golden advice. So there's one chapter in this book, and it's called The Household of the Hajjat. What a story, and what lessons we can take from it. It pertains to both from a viewpoint of a parent as well as from a child. And then the book then progresses to the last part, which is called Latter Centuries of Islam. And of course, it's very pertinent for us today, because it illustrates to us the fact that even contemporary women still shine with the true beauty of Islam. So these are stories relevant to us, and the lessons we learn are about upholding an indomitable spirit as a woman. How? By putting Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first in every aspect of our lives. And taking these lessons on sparkling and shining and being a woman of kindness and compassion, a woman of devotion and worship, and educating and reforming yourself through ta'aleem. Once you're a happy woman, feeling that you are striving in the path of deen, despite obstacles, despite hardships, then you can smile. And a smile can greatly improve your mood and relieve stress. This, in turn, can produce benefits in your overall well-being. And the best part, smiling is contagious. So go ahead and make the change. This beautiful book is available from Uswatul Muslimah. And this is an educational program dedicated to our Muslim sisters. Amongst the activities organized by them, by Uswatul Muslimah, are lectures and seminars, books and articles, as well as a question and answer series relating to women. The program is run by a panel of ulama under the auspices of Madrasa Talimuddin, and they are based in Isipingo Beach. You can call them on 031-902-9818, or you can visit their website www.uswatulmuslimah.co.za. And with that, I move over to the Zoomspiration slot. And the topic for today is called Proficient with Excellence. And the author begins by asking the question, is it possible for each one of us to possess a high personal level of efficiency, to perform on a super level, and to be in the forerunning role? Or is this limited only to the highly intelligent, or to those who have studied in excellent schools and universities, or to those who possess wealth? And in answering the question, the author tells us that we are all the servants of Allah the Almighty. All of our affairs are in His hand. Our destinies are executed according to His own will. But yet, we are commanded to seek the ways and means to be successful. And if we look around and we compare the conditions of successful people versus those around us who fail, then we can learn the reasons for their success. It's so important to remember that Allah Almighty does not waste the work of diligent and hard-working people. And the author urges us that we move on with our life, bearing this in mind and keeping that as our basis. And then he tells us, just imagine that every one of you is standing in front of a huge white drawing board, and you are asked to draw on it with your own brush. And you should take your brush and you should immerse it in a box full of different colors. And these colors are actually your imagination, your taste, knowledge, character, experience, aspirations, and dreams. And from these colors, you should draw a painting that captures the eye and impresses the viewers. That painting is your life and it's your achievements. And how would you go about doing it? Well, the author gives us some tips. He says, take many personal initiatives, including and not limited to the following. And these tips are actually numbered. They are 12 in number. And for today, I would like to discuss 5 of them. And inshallah, on the next program, continue with the rest, because it's really, really inspirational. So the first thing he tells us, consider personal competence as a good result of self-management. It is better to overcome yourself than to overcome others. This type of success is the best of all other types of success. Point number 2, it is not required that one gets higher grades or has more wealth or gets a higher position. One is rather required to feel deep in his heart that he is doing a great, noble, and innovative job and progressing forward in the right direction. Point number 3, how great it is to look at each moment of our life as a brush stroke. With each stroke, a portion of that painting is born. This means that the picture of what we would like to achieve at the end is shining in our minds and glowing in our souls. Therefore, we are progressing towards it with confidence, optimism, and decisive determination. Point number 4, after you have set your goals, exert every effort to discover the best, fastest, and easiest road to achieve them. And the last point for today, point number 5, learn how to protect yourself from being stretched too thin. You do so by concentrating on one subject at a time. So that's it from myself for today on the Goodreads program. I hope you found it inspirational. Please join me next time. Ma'a salama fi amanillah.